You are listening to an entertainment program put together by a company called Financial Ineptitude. Anything said on this show is not an endorsement or professional advice. Would you really want to tell a court of law you were suing us because you thought taking financial advice from two idiots on a podcast put out by Financial Ineptitude was a good idea? Really? Clown hat, smiley face.
Financial Ineptitude presents Two Bulls in a China Shop. You can find our podcast at twobullsinachinashop.com or just search Two Bulls in a China Shop wherever you stream your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the China Shop. Come on in. We're opening the doors, kicking them open, getting everybody inside. Get in here. Get in here. Get off that hot street. It's hot out there. There's AC in here for the summer. We got ice cold lemonade. Bring your own lemonade. I'm Shopkeeper Dan. We're just so glad you're here. With me as always is Kyle, creator of financialineptitude.com. How are you doing today, Kyle?
Pretty good. Noticing that weekends take less meaning when you don't have a real job anymore.
Oh, you have a real job.
I do, but I actually enjoy the job more than the weekend now. It's really weird.
Yeah, right? What was it George Papazov said? Nothing like trading to make you enjoy a Monday.
No kidding. Is it Monday yet?
What do you mean they close the markets?
I'm afraid if I take that futures course, I might be trading all weekend too now.
You're right. The party never stops.
Right.
Party never stops. Yeah, I had a good week too. Just been busy.
Okay, fine. How'd you do, Dan? How are you doing?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Kyle?
Yeah,
I was doing all right.
All right.
Staying busy in my non-trading life.
You got promoted though, didn't you? You start a new schedule?
Yeah, I start my new schedule next week. I've been training people, and my assumption was if we rehire the guy that's already worked here, training will be easy, and I can watch a lot of Trade Pro videos.
Smart.
No. That was not what ended up happening. So. Oh, well, best laid plans of mice and Dan. Come on into the shop with us today. Sit back, relax, and hedge against the rage machine. We'd love to welcome any new listeners just joining us. We are here to smash our way into a complete set of fine china. Still hasn't worked yet, but we're going to continue smashing. We just believe the premise.
Yes.
We're here to share our ever-growing strategies and life lessons that we've learned here on Wall Street. I got to ad-lib, Kyle. I can't just stick to the script.
This is why the episodes keep getting longer.
This is right. It's Dan's got a talking problem.
So
if you are a beginner, we're going to be throwing around some vocabulary that may be new to you. You can always go check out our knowledge center at financialineptitude.com to brush up on that, understand what we're talking about, or you can give one of our beginning trading episodes a listen. We'll have those links in the episode description. We've got more than a few to choose from. From crypto to basic investing to general investing and economics with Dr. Hans, they're all great episodes.
Yeah.
But we think the best place to be is on our Discord server. Kyle and I get on there every day. It's just really awesome place to be. We're talking trades. We're posting charts of what we're watching for the day. I know I info dump a lot of AMC this past couple weeks.
Oh yeah, it's been awesome.
it's been fun. And if you do join that Discord server, make sure to send us a private message with your home address. We'll send you a smash it yourself coffee mug straight from the China Shop.
Or a shot glass. We've got our shot glasses.
Oh shit. We got shot glasses now. What do they say, Kyle?
I got smashed in the China Shop.
Yeah. All right. I hope I can get some of those shot glasses. That sounds really fun.
I mailed them to Tucson because you never gave me your address. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, okay. I'll go down to the central postal station and give them my passport and see what I got. We're just so glad you're all here. We have a lot of fun. It's always better with friends. It's just a great shop when it's full. And we're just pleased as... I tried to do that one. I don't know that phrase.
Pleased as a peach or pleased as punch, one or the other.
Oh, okay. We're just pleased as a peach punch.
It works, I guess.
In the face. Kyle, we got any show news?
Let's see. We got Vince from ChangeBridge. He's going to be coming on this coming week to talk to us about their ETF. So we actually get to talk to an ETF manager. That should be fun. And for our month end, for our month review, we've got George Papazov coming back to the shop to talk with us about what we've learned so far doing Trade Pro Academy.
Oh, wow. Talking to the professor. Shit.
And we had one other one, but I'm trying to find the...
Chris Mamola?
Yes, thank you. Chris Mamola, that will be on the 13th that we record that, so it'll come out on the 14th.
Do we know who Chris Mamola is?
He's basically tries to teach financial independence, so he comes up with ways... he writes about his experiences building wealth, DIY investing, financial planning, et cetera, et cetera. So he's all about trying to get retired early.
Yeah, I believe the title of his website is www.caniretireyet.com.
Yeah, that should be a fun one. Should have talked to him a couple weeks ago.
Before you left your means of income.
No. Yeah. Better late than never.
At least maybe you'll have some good questions for him.
Oh, yes.
All right, folks, strap in. We've got quite an adventurous, rabble-rousing show for you today. Plenty of market-moving news, stocks on the radar, and more options than Russian face-slap competitions.
Those are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and there's a never-ending supply of videos on YouTube. I swear they must have these every day.
We should link that in the episode description.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, if you don't know the joy of a Russian face slap competition, yeah, we'll get a link for you. That's you should see at least one before you die. That needs to be on your bucket list. As always, reach out to us. We love your messages and comments on Twitter, Facebook, Discord. If you're old school, you can send us an email to the2bulls@financialineptitude.com. That's the2bulls@financialineptitude.com. Or you can place a phone call, leave us a message at 725-22-BULLS. Maybe you got a hot stock tip. Maybe you want to tell us about a great trade you just made, or maybe you just had a baby and you're so proud that you need to let everybody fucking know. We don't care. We just love it when you reach out.
You're trying to relate
that to a Disney movie, aren't you?
Yeah,
yeah. No, that's just a personal anecdote from my life.
Oh, yeah. My sister is having a kid, too.
Yeah, as... I celebrate not a Father's Day. Apologies to everyone who enjoys their big families. Not for me. All right. Well, so that's going to... We're going to talk about some news?
Yeah, let's do that.
It's time for China Shop News.
Well, we all know why we're listening today. The shop is bursting with the week to replay. So sit back, we got some market affairs. Get some stories for the bulls and the bears. Clowns running companies, laws change overnight. Here we are, it's time for China Shop News. Yeah, now it's time for China Shop News.
All right, Kyle, what's your favorite story? What are you itching to talk about here in the shop?
Should I lead off with my favorite or the one that probably has the more far-reaching consequences?
Oh, I like the sandwich, so if you start off with your favorite, I can end with my favorite, and then we'll put the serious shit in the middle.
Okay, well, the one thing I'm excited to talk about is Virgin Galactic. They finally got that FAA approval to take paying customers into space. And goddamn, that stock tried to go to space.
Yes.
I think it's currently trading at it finished after hours at like $58 a share. It's fucking incredible. I've never seen a stock move $30 in one day like that.
And that's not even AMC.
I know. Well, then there's a pretty healthy short interest on Virgin Galactic, so I'm thinking that probably had something to do with it. Question is it going to keep that momentum going forward? But this was huge as far as getting that approval for Richard Branson to be able to try to beat Bezos into space. So I'm actually hoping that this week we see another announcement from them that that Richard Branson's going to be going over the 4th of July weekend, because I think that's what the rumors were targeting.
Oh, if he got up that quick, wow. Yeah, that would be something. He would win the race.
Yes, the race to space. And nobody's trying to keep him from coming back. I was actually wondering how many of the people who signed that petition to deny Bezos re-entry to Earth are actually Amazon workers, because it's up to like 120,000 signatures right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he can go up, but all his water bottles have to be taken from the warehouse. All right, Dan. What do you got?
Well, I figure since that was a kind of a good news, I'll follow it up with what everybody's favorite party pooping news. We've had another key inflation. Yeah, key inflation indicator posting its biggest year-over-year gain in nearly three decades.
Ooh, the gains.
Core personal. Yeah. Oh. Yes. Yes. We're really kicking ass.
Everything's gaining.
Everything's gaining. Even the inflation rates are higher than they've ever been. Welcome to the party. Yeah, right. The core personal consumption expenditures price index, an important inflation gauge for policymakers. Yeah, it's risen 3.4% from 1 year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the biggest year-over-year increase since 1992, which I remember 1992. And I don't know about you, Kyle. I had no money in 92. I was completely zero net worth. So those weren't good times.
I actually had some money, but I was also, 92? I was 10. I think I started saving at 8. Yeah.
Yeah, 10. I had no money. I spent it all on Nintendo games. That's just a fact.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, I had Tecmo Bowl.
That's what I like to that.
Anyway, so back to inflation. Consumer spending's flat for the month, missing expectations. Apparently, analysts aren't concerned with this this inflation indicator rising because they predicted it would actually rise a little more than it did. So they're like, yay, it's within prediction.
Okay. Well, then if it's within prediction, it should be priced into the market then.
Yeah, that's I think that's why they were they were happy about it. And they still saying the numbers are influenced by what economists are now calling the base effects or the skewed comparisons to a year ago because of all the pandemic restriction.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently part of what we're seeing isn't just regular good old fashioned inflation. This is inflation light. It's a different flavor.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, so the party keeps going, folks. Party's never going to stop. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the last time we had an inflation increase this size, 92 was the one that's comparable in terms of how big it was. But mm-hmm. last time we saw it jump up this fast was August 2008. Nothing happened in 2008. So
that's when I bought my house, my first house. I bought that about 2 months before that.
Oh, that's timing, buddy. Yo, that's timing.
It was. Perfect timing. It was amazing.
And so that's all I have to say about inflation. It's party on, Kyle.
I'm just waiting for you to kick it back to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm saying that's all I have to say about inflation. So party on, Kyle.
All right. Oh, party on. I got you. All right. This one, I missed this initially. I was actually on the road to Chicago taking my grandma back to the airport. But it looks like the infrastructure deal has been reached.
Woohoo!
It was roughly $600 billion. $312 billion of that set aside for transportation, including roads and bridges. There was a bunch of stuff that Biden had wanted in there, and I'm not sure why this goes into a infrastructure deal, but he wanted more spending on like childcare initiatives and other stuff like that. But it looks like that'll have to be pursued in a separate package. So they'll probably end up having to do budget reconciliation to try to get some of these other things that he wanted. But I do believe there was stuff in there about, one of the emphases is on expanding broadband, adding... should help cell tower companies. Another potential beneficiary is utilities using renewables. I know that that's been a big push to try to get away from fossil fuels. So it looks like the plan as laid out should benefit those as well.
Yeah, it definitely market liked it.
Mm. Did it?
Yeah, seeing fucking the S&P.
I wasn't watching that day.
I haven't been watching super close. All I know is I bought some puts on the S&P. I had to sell for a loss on Monday, or Tuesday, whenever I exited those. Yeah, so I know that it was going back up into all-time highs.
Yeah, how many times do we say don't short the market?
Don't short the market, kids.
What other stories you got, Dan?
I've got a few more. The one that caught my eye that made me smile, Panasonic, the electronics company, back in 2010, they made a $30 million investment into Tesla.
Oh, nice.
As part of their partnership. You know, they were going to provide batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just sold their Tesla shares for $3.6 billion.
Oh, nicely done. Well done, Panasonic.
Yeah, it comes as Tesla's starting to branch out and get batteries from other companies.
Mm-hmm.
Panasonic, you know, says, look, our relationship with Tesla isn't over. You know, they're still planning on providing a ton of batteries to Tesla, but they're taking this money.
Just good risk management. You suddenly have $3.6 billion sitting in your account that was originally $30 million.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Was that a 100-fold increase?
Oh, yeah, more.
Yeah.
It's great for Panasonic. They're going to take the money. They're going to use it. They said that they plan to make a large investment in production for the Tesla's new 4680 lithium-ion battery cells if their prototype production line works out. They also look like they're set to make some acquisitions of some other companies. So Panasonic really played their partnership with Tesla to the hilt. Like, you couldn't...
Couldn't do it any better than that. Yeah. I wonder if their stock moves in tandem. I wonder if having that much money tied up into the Tesla, when Tesla goes up, you'd think that would drive Panasonic's stock price up too. I wonder if they were kind of correlated.
I doubt it, because I'm looking at the five-year chart. 5 years ago, their stock was at $8.54 a share. Today, their stock's at $11.84 a share.
Okay, so it hasn't really moved.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
Another one of those great, great discounts last March 2020. If I'd been a trade pro, I would have been like, well, kid in a candy store, I'm buying everything at discount prices.
I know, right? I got one other story.
Let's hear it.
This one will be quick here. But Warren Buffett has announced that he's halfway to giving away his fortune. He's trying to give away all his, basically, Berkshire Hathaway shares to philanthropy and charity. The interesting thing, though, is he's halfway from when he announced it. He's given away $40-some million worth, or about $41 billion worth already.
Oh, wow.
But he's actually worth more now than when he started giving it away. Like, significantly more. Like, his fortune now is over $100 billion. So, yeah, that's pretty impressive. You can give away half of your holdings, your primary holdings, and still have more money than when you started. It's like the Brewster's Millions. Like,
exactly.
Oh, my God,
exactly.
I started.
I wish that was my problem.
I know, right?
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe it could be. Start giving away your money slowly and see if it just goes up.
There you go. I'll give it a shot. All right. So I've got, I think I'll just end on the fun one.
Okay.
I think everybody knows that Nike made a bunch of money.
Oh, God, yeah.
So their share price shot up. And
not too good for my puts.
No, nor mine. Yeah, so we won't talk about Nike. We'll talk about the Subway tuna sandwich, the Subway chain of eateries.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
So the New York Times did a thing where they bought Subway tuna fish sandwiches from three different restaurants and then sent it to get the DNA tested.
Yeah.
And made a big story when they couldn't confirm any tuna DNA in the sandwiches. Not any.
Yeah.
Well, if you do a little digging, you find out, yes, when you heavily process any meat and then cook it...
Oh, you lose the DNA?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And in fact, apparently, there were several DNA testing companies that turned down the New York Times because they said, there's no point in testing it. We're not going to find anything. That's what happens when you heavily process and cook meat.
Okay.
It changes the proteins. That's what cooking does.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like some piss poor reporting on the New York Times' portion then.
It sounds like a hit piece on Subway, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yep.
Yeah, so go ahead and try it at home, folks. Take a can of tuna, send it in for testing, and then take a can of processed cooked tuna and send it in for testing, see what happens.
Or if you're a dad who's worried about a child that you didn't know you had, just put yourself in the oven first before you send that sample in, and you should be fine.
You got to cook the batter, Kyle. Yep. You got to cook the batter. Yeah.
Better than paying child support.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's awful. All right, let's
cut that, please.
No. I would never cut that shit. We'd like to take a few moments to get real serious. We are Trade Pro affiliates. There is a link.
Yeah, we get money back.
You can follow it. Help support the show.
Yep.
Join that course. Learn that stuff. It's all solid, real deal. We're proud to be Trade Pro affiliates. Kyle and I are taking the courses ourselves.
Oh, yeah. And if you just listen to the trade pro people that we've had on the show. If you really want to see what it can do for you, Vico, Sarah, George, Matt. Yeah.
Yep.
Those are the guys you want to be like.
We got a trilogy and now we're doing a reboot.
Yeah.
Do you think Sue's going to be mad if we talk about trade pro first?
Maybe.
Okay. So I'll switch them around in editing.
Yeah.
Longtime listeners know that we here in the China Shop are brought to you by Sue Pullen at Fairway Independent Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Sue Pullen is a certified mortgage advisor who focuses on finding the right product for you and your needs. She's got so much experience, over 20 years of experience, just helping person after person after person, whether it's purchasing, refinancing, even reverse mortgages. She just really finds her self-satisfaction in helping you get what you need. She will help. She's licensed in 26 states and growing. Reach out and see what Sue can do for you. Best way to reach her is to just give her a call at 520-977-7904. Or you can type out an email. Shoot that to spullen, S-P-U-L-L-E-N, at fairwaymc.com. Fairway Independent Mortgage has an MLS number of 2289. Sue Pullen has an MLS number of 206048. That email again is spullen at fairwaymc.com. And that phone number is 520-977-7904. Reach out to Sue for all your mortgage needs.
Woo!
Yeah, all right. I think maybe it's time to talk about some crypto.
Let's do it.
I think it's time to talk about the cult of crypto.
Look at the news. What do you see? The cult of cryptocurrency. I know you're greedy. I know you need. You need that Bitcoin, Ether, NFT. Cult of cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin has pulled back. When I checked this morning, it was like around 31,000.
It's been holding that 31 as support, it looks like. It hasn't really been dropping below that yet.
And it makes for a nice bull trend line when you look at their all-time chart.
Oh, yeah?
The five-year chart.
Okay.
Not the 5-year, maybe the 3-year. Like AMC spiked up huge above the trend line and then like kind of came down.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, when I was looking at it, it does look like the support is at 31. And my thought was, Kyle should buy a Bitcoin. Just fucking hold it.
No, I'm still scared of Bitcoin, especially with what's going on in China.
Yeah.
With China banning everything. I actually saw this. I'll link the story for this one. But Miami's trying to lure China's Bitcoin miners and trying to get them over. And I've been seeing a lot more stories pop up about all the people used to mine in China, like trying to figure out where they can go to keep
their mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come emigrate to the United States so you can be a Bitcoin miner here. We've got freedoms.
Right.
Did you hear about the Elon Musk, Jack Dorsey setting up to do like a Bitcoin conference?
No, I wasn't. No, that's interesting.
Yeah, so on Friday, they at least agreed publicly over Twitter to discuss the outlook of the world's number one cryptocurrency, to discuss Bitcoin at an event next month, and then, like, Kathy Wood retweeted it and called it brilliant.
Nice.
So they're setting up a conference called The B Word. It's like an educational initiative kind of thing to spread adoption and promote awareness of Bitcoin and crypto assets in generally.
I saw Elon respond to that because I saw something about the B word and I saw his response was bisexual with a question mark.
Oh.
So I guess that makes a little more sense now. Or not really.
We'll see what happens.
Raises more questions than answers.
Kathy Wood has been predicting Bitcoin will eventually hit 500,000 a coin. So
yeah, she's called Tesla at 2,000 and nailed it.
So I will be anxious to see what happens at that conference and what they're able, how well they're able to sway any public opinion to being pro cryptocurrency. I imagine down in South America there would be more receptive to the B word event following in wake of El Salvador making Bitcoin legal tender. Paraguay is making moves to start regulating cryptocurrencies. The initial stories were Paraguay is following suit to make Bitcoin legal tender, but what they're doing is they're trying to set up regulations in the country just to handle cryptocurrencies in general. They're not going to make it currency down there.
That sounds tricky.
They want to be crypto friendly is basically
by regulating it.
Yeah, especially with their neighbors having it as legal tender. then they're going to have to convert a lot when people
right.
from El Salvador want to do business in Paraguay. They're going to be like, well, here's this Bitcoin. So they need to get regulations set up now mm-hmm. to deal with all the transactions in the future.
We know how much Bitcoin loves regulation, though.
Yes, yes. Oh, Bitcoin loves regulation. That's why they designed it. They said, we need a better regulated currency.
Yes.
No. That's the opposite. Well, I'm excited because we have yet to see, like, this is all new ground. Like, cryptocurrency is legal tender. Like, oh, we're gonna have to set up a regulation system to deal with that. We can kind of look at South America as almost like the test lab, right?
Right.
If they manage to set things up in a manner that is good for crypto and good for the people, like, other places will follow suit.
That makes sense.
And that's all I prepared on crypto.
That's plenty.
Folks, thanks for sticking around. Oh my God. I promise in the editing room, when this hits your ears, it won't be as long as it took us to record it. I guess it's more of a promise to you, Kyle, than to the listeners. Yeah. I promise, listeners, I put effort and work into editing this podcast.
yeah, they're a lot less tedious after they come out. This is the final product.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks for sticking around this long. We love you. We love that you're here. As always, if you like our show, let us know. There's a million different ways to do it, but the best one is to tell your friends and
join the Discord.
We love the shop's growing so much, and we love you all. It's a big shop. There's room for everybody, and we will be back at you soon. Until then, happy trades.
Bye, folks. Thanks for joining us. You can find us off air at twobullsinachinashop.com. That's the number 2bullsinachinashop.com. Make sure you check us out. Download us on any streaming network. Blah, 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 blah. You know what to do. Rate, subscribe.
Two Bulls in a China Shop is an entertainment program, and all thoughts and opinions expressed in the show belong to the hosts and not of any company. They are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security or investment product. It is only intended to provide entertainment about stocks and the financial industry of trading. If you make trades based on what you hear in this show, you assume all risks for those trades.